Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. There's a name of an Amora which comes up in Maseches Shabbos Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, which engenders a certain question, an interesting question in Halacha. And the name is the very top of the Amud Beis. It says Tavi Rishpa. What's the name Tavi Rishpa? So his name was Tavi, and Rishpa was a description of what he had done for a profession. So what was his profession? Rashi says, Rishpa is Paris Nishbun Latsud Chayev Of. He would set up traps to catch wild animals and birds. In other words, he was a hunter. So is hunting something that's allowed in Halacha? Is that something that's considered acceptable? So there is a somewhat well-known tshuva of the Nod Bihuda found in Yerdeya Tinyana Simen Yud. And he addresses the various questions that one has to grapple with, whether or not one's allowed to hunt or not. Tzar Balei Chaim, is it Baal Tashchis? So he says that in terms of Tzar Balei Chaim, it's not a violation of Tzar Balei Chaim of hunting animals. The Tzar Balei Chaim is only relevant if you leave an animal alive, suffering in pain. But if you hunt an animal, you kill an animal, that would not be a violation of Tzar Balei Chaim. In terms of the question of Baal Tashchis, he says, Baal Tashchis is only true when you destroy something without any purpose, any function. But if you're hunting the animal to keep the leather, to use something out of it, the horns or some other part of the animal, that would be fine as well. So even though in terms of Halacha, he says, seems to be there's no problem of Tzar Balei Chaim or Baal Tashchis, assuming that you use some part of the animal for something, he says, in the end of the day, Amnam ma'od ani tama al guf hadavar. I'm bothered by this whole act of hunting. V'lamatzinu ish tzayid. We don't find any hunters in history. Rak b'nimrod u'be'esav. Not individuals we want to look up to. V'ein zedarach b'nei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. This is not the path of the children of the great Avos, the great tzaddikim. And he says, not only is this not the midah of a B'nai Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, he actually thinks there's some level of Isser involved. What's the Isser? He thinks it's an Isser because those who hunt have to go into the forest. They have to go into the deep woods and mountains and places with Hafsakonos Gadolos, incredibly dangerous places to go find these animals. And the Torah tells us, V'nishmartim mi'olden afshoseichem, we have to protect ourselves. So engaging in such acts, he thinks, actually does borderline on some level Isser, aside from the fact that it's not a Yiddish thing to do. So he says there's actually an Isser, and there's also a Sakana involved. And for that reason, he says one should not be a hunter. And the Ramah actually codifies this in Hilchos Shabbos. The Halacha there is talking about catching animals on the Shabbos, the Din of Tzad, one of the Lamentes Malachos. And there, the Ramah comments, V'yesh Omrim, not only on Shabbos is Usser to catch because of Tzad, but Yesh Omrim af b'chol Usser latzud, b'klovim, you can't catch with dogs, Mishum Moshev Leitzim, it's people who waste time and just sport, it's Bittel Zman, Bittel Torah. And the Mishabura comments there, Moshev Leitzim, and he adds, V'eino zochel l'sim chaslev yasim, such a person will not get rewarded with the enjoyment of the Yasan, of the final meal of the Mashiach, taking part of enjoying the Leviathan, this big sea monster, if you will. And so the question becomes, and back to the Gemara, so how then could Tavi Rishpa, how could he be a hunter? Why would that be allowed? What's the basis for such a heter? So the understanding is, the Esha Avram Mibachach, and the Nod Yehuda as well, at the end of his tshuva, he writes clearly, if a person is doing this for Parnasa, then it's completely permitted. So therefore, seemingly Tavi Rishpa, he wasn't doing this as sport. He got the title because he did this professionally, and for that reason, it would be permitted. But outside of that, simply for sport, it would be Aser because of a Sakana. It would be Aser because of the Midah of Bnei Avram Yitzchak and Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov.